Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Sean Broderick. He's the senior editor at WeissRatings.com. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Samuel.
What's happening with gold?
Well, you know, I mean, there's been tremendous buying from China, both from the central bank and also the private sector, and that's both retail buying and investment buying. And basically, the Chinese are worried that the government's going to devalue their currency. I would think the central bank buying gold would maybe allay some of that, but that's not the case. They're really worried about it. So they're buying a lot of gold. And we are seeing more buying over here too, but we're not seeing buying through the ETFs, like say GLD. In fact, there's been a big rotation out of them. What people are buying are physical metal. And I think that's people worried about inflation. I mean, we have our own reasons to worry about inflation. The Chinese are actually worried about seeing their currency devalued. So that's the big driver. But I think the world generally is worried about inflation now.
Plus, we have a retail factor we never had it with gold, with Costco and Walmart selling ounces of gold.
Do you think that's a real, it's a real thing, I know, but do you think it's a real factor in the amount of gold being purchased? I think it's cool, and, I always want to make it easier for people to buy gold. I just don't know how much it's actually affecting the markets.
But it is interesting that Joe Lunchbucket and Sally Shiftworker is now, you know, adding a gold wafer along with, the chocolate bars and the potato chips.
Oh, yeah, I know, right. I just like that image. Joe Lunchbucket and Sally Shiftworker. I like those two people already.
Yeah. What's going on with crude?
Ah, wow. Crude should be down more than it is. It pulled back a bit once Iran shot its missiles at Israel and mainly missed. Israel shot its missiles at Iran, hit but not as many missiles, and also said they're pretty much done with that. So that took a little fear out of the market that it was going to turn into a regional conflict there, you know, and maybe hit some important oil infrastructure stuff and certainly threaten shipping. Well, So we saw crude pull back then, but subsequent attempts to sell it off even more have all been met with buying. So I can tell you what I see. I think OPEC Plus, that's the usual miscreants in OPEC, plus the hooligans led by Russia, they like higher oil prices. In fact, we know that it's keeping the Russian economy afloat. So they've agreed to keep extending their oil cuts, and they're probably going to continue to do so, at least through the U.S. election, because they don't like Biden. And so they'd like to keep oil prices higher, not only for their own pocketbook, but also because they hope that it might affect the U.S. election. That's on the supply side. There is new supply coming on, by the way. There's stuff from Latin America, there's stuff from the U.S., there's stuff from Africa. It's hard to make up for what's been cut out of the market by the existing producers. And then we see global oil demand is increasing. I mean, every time someone comes out and says, okay, that's the peak, you know what, they're proven wrong the next month. So oil's looking like it's on a hot streak. My price range for the rest of the year is between 78 and 95. And we're toward the low end of that scale, but even at the low end of that scale, that range that I have there, there are some stocks that are making money hand over fist. And those are the kind that I'm recommending to my subscribers. Some of them even pay dividends, which is nice. I mean, you get paid for holding something that's going to pay you eventually quite a lot. So oil looks quite good here. I am not seeing a global recession, not with what we're seeing in the oil market right now.
We'll have more with Sean Broderick right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Sean Broderick. Sean, some traders are saying they don't expect the Fed to cut rates until December. Are they going to wait that long, or is what they call core inflation just too high to cut rates?
Well, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. We had a 1-2 punch to the gut for the Fed this morning. First, the first quarter GDP growth, the economy grew just 1.6%, which is less than half of the 3.4% that it grew in the fourth quarter. That's still growth, by the way. It's not stagflation. It's still growth. And that's a slowdown in growth that worries people. At the same time, the U.S. core PCE price index, and I know there's a lot of inflation things out there, this is one that's kind of important. It jumped from 2% last time to 3.7%, much more than expectations of 3.4%. So inflation is on the rise. And so inflation is on the rise, and yet the economy is expanding, though more slowly than it was. This really ties the Fed's hands. I don't think they can cut in July, which was when I was expecting them to cut. I don't think they can. Now, there's no August meeting, so that means September's the next meeting they could cut. Wall Street's being very pessimistic, thinking, well, we won't see a cut until December. Maybe they're right, maybe they're not. Everybody's guessing at this point. But with the inflation data we're seeing now, the hope for rate cuts just get pulled back. Because remember, we don't just have to see a lower inflation number for the Fed to cut rates. They need to see a trend, which means at least two, probably three sets of inflation data. That's what they're going to look for. So the next one's probably going to come in hot. So the next three after that, that's how they get to December. Now, it doesn't have to go that way, but you could certainly see why people might think that.
How are natural resources doing?
Great. I mean, first of all, if you're invested in the right stuff, like I have a very tech-heavy portfolio called Supercycle Investor. And on a day that everyone's screaming that tech is dead, this thing's up 0.5%, which is great. But over on the resource trader portfolio, that thing is charging ahead. We have, well, actually, the hottest stocks are those that I've positioned my subscribers in for the reindustrialization of America. These are makers of factory equipment, electrical stuff, all sorts of things that are going to be highly in demand as America reindustrializes. But after that, we have silver, we have gold, we have uranium, we have oil and gas. All these things are up, even lithium, even drag the dog in lithium is up today. I mean, lithium stocks. So, I mean, now, what that is basically is, I believe, it's an inflation bet. People believe we're going to have higher for longer inflation, and that tends to push up the price of commodities. And so that's why commodity stocks do well in this kind of environment. Not all commodity stocks will, but I'm sure that if you look around, you can find some winners and just start scaling into them.
Is the heat off of AI?
It is for now. And it was kind of overextended. So even good news, like Meta had good news, by the way. Meta had pretty good news in the last quarter, but its outlook wasn't as optimistic as people wanted. So it was down as much as 16% this morning. It's now down nearly 10%. So it's come back a bit, but that's a big chop. So you are going to see, I believe, stocks leveraged to artificial intelligence have to give some of it back. Does it mean you should sell NVIDIA? I don't believe so. You know, I mean, we still own NVIDIA, we have half of the position we originally took on because we took gains because, you know, we get so much of a gain so fast. Of course, we're going to take some off the table and just be fat and happy that way. But I'm still holding on to my AI stocks. I believe very strongly we're in a new tech super cycle. AI is going to lead that and be the catalyst for things to move much, much higher. And so, you know, while I do believe in the short term we could see lower prices, in fact, that's what I'm expecting right now, even though that's going to happen longer term, the outlook for AI and for tech is quite, quite good. And so that's the way I'm playing it.
Is marijuana going to be legalized or at least decriminalized by the federal government?
Well, I don't know, because if you could slow walk anything more than the federal government has slow walked marijuana, you'd be slow walking into an ice age. Let's go here. What is one of the marijuana ETFs? That's doing okay. It's off highs it hit earlier this month. But, you know, these things have been in an uptrend since November, and it's all predicated on the promise of the government legalizing cannabis. But even though senior members of our government say they're going to do that sooner than later, everything else seems to come up first, right? Every other thing that they want to deal with, they deal with first. So I'm not hanging any hopes on it. That said, I have a cannabis stock in my own personal portfolio. It's doing quite well. So if you can find a cannabis stock that makes money, imagine how much more money it'll make once this stuff gets legal. And so that's the way I look at it.
Well, we have governments that are just desperate for money in every province in Canada and state in the U.S. that has legalized pot has realized huge windfall profits.
Yes, but not
the companies, but the government.
Yeah, but I'm saying some people, even in the government, have a real moral objection to marijuana. I mean, I've been told by people I consider quite serious that I'm going to hell for investing in marijuana. And you can believe me, some of those people are in government. So we still have to get over that. There's still a stigma associated with it. From an investor's point of view, fine. Let it still be something that has a stigma, because that means we get to buy it cheaper. But I'm saying there are things that I think will move faster than cannabis until cannabis finally moves, and then everybody will wish they owned it.
Anything else we should be keeping a close eye on right now?
No, this news we had today was really a shock to the system. But the thing is, what really happened? We saw a drop in net exports, and I'm not really sure why. And that's kind of interesting. A drop in net exports, that was the biggest thing that pulled down GDP growth. As for what's boosting the PCE, I'm not sure yet. I'm still looking at the data. We'll have to look at that. But, you know, I mean, I was kind of surprised by by the inflation number today. Sure, it's had higher energy prices, but we are seeing some things come down. Some things are going up. Insurance, for example, that's a big one. You know, insurance is a big one. And home prices are still climbing, stuff like that, sure. But this was kind of surprising. I'm not saying it's an outlier. I'm just saying that a surprise to the downside next time wouldn't actually be too much of a surprise to me. So we'll see how it goes.
Sean, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me on.
My guest has been Sean Broderick, senior editor at WeissRatings.com. If you have any questions for Sean or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.